Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, it happened in the dink and the dank, as you often say, during the fund drive. Senate Republicans passed the final tax plan. Before the president signs it, Alan, the House must approve three minor changes. But there it is.
Well, David, the president is tweeting out what he considers to be his great success, except the American people think it's a stinker. And Mitch McConnell and the others are saying, well, they'll get used to it, basically. They're going to find out it's good for them. Well, maybe. But in fact, trickle-down economics has never worked. And the various surveys that have been taken among CEOs, do they plan to make more investment? No. Do they plan to hire more people? No. And it would be very hard because we're at full employment already. Will there be more jobs as a result of this? It's hard to see where those people would be coming from. In any case, the American people don't like it. Republicans are paying off their donors, and we know it. We've had people here in New York State, Mr. Collins and others, who have said so. And these are Republicans, and we'll see. But basically, this is a giveaway to the people with the most. And we know it. We know it both on the corporate side, where the numbers come way, way down, and on the individual taxpayer side, where the people in the highest bracket make out like, well, bandits. So that's where we are. The House has to do another procedural vote, but it's a done deal. The Republicans are all going up to the White House to crow about this. But as I say, the American people don't like it. So when we see the journalists and others saying this is a great success for the president and a major achievement, there will be those who say, no, it's not going to turn out to be an achievement at all. It's going to turn out to be a bit of a stinker.
I guess one of the questions, too, is what is the impact on Trump's base as a result of this plan?
Well, David, the Republicans are going to like this. They always have. This is where the Republican Party lives. You see it in people like Susan Collins, who many people thought was a bit of a hero for her work on health care, but she goes ahead and she votes for a bill that cancels out the Obamacare mandate. And in the end, the DNA of Republicans is we want more. In the meantime, the people at the bottom, there's going to be a cut in Medicare. So far, there's not a child health care program on the books. So we see that in the end, it's the hell with the people at the bottom, and we want ours.
Beyond that, of course, the blue states like New York and Massachusetts, California, and others in our region will be impacted by this. And certainly that has ramifications for, well, New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo.
That's right. You know, this governor gets elected as a sort of center-right candidate. He puts a tax cap on. He plays ball with the charter school people. And then when he almost gets his clock cleaned by Zephyr Teachout, especially upstate New York, he suddenly burnishes his left-wing credentials. I get it. That's what politicians do. But now, this is going to be a very bad thing for the state of New York, because people who are being able to count on being able to write off their taxes, write off their mortgages, write off the other things, are going to have some very bad choices to make here. So it's going to be bad for the blue states, and the president doesn't seem to care. They didn't vote for him, and they're not going to vote for him next time. That's for sure. So the people in those blue states are going to be supporting the people in the other states with their tax dollars. David, it is not going to be helpful to the governor. I don't think he has a lot to worry about in this election right now. You got Donald Trump, who is extraordinarily unpopular in the blue states, and a Republican who runs against Cuomo is going to have a tough time, because we saw in this last little election last year that the Democrats are in a very ornery mood when it comes to anything that could be associated with Donald Trump.
The story that was in the New York Times on Sunday, I'm sure you've seen it, and many have been watching the videos of the operation to search out intelligent life using a program that Harry Reid, former majority leader, was in part of and funded. And looks like, when you look at the evidence they've presented, a closer realization that there might be life out there that we don't understand.
Well, David, I've always believed that. I mean, we don't even know where the various stars and constellations and universes end. The idea that we are the only one who have any kind of human intelligence or advanced intelligence seems to me to be ridiculous. It's an assumption you just can't make. Now we have these fighter pilots who come along and they say they saw things. Not only that, there are pictures. You know, Harry Reid, who was a great believer in this, had this program. It's been attacked. And we do know that there is some evidence of this. But I think on the basis of what we now know, it's just sort of silly to assume that there are no others besides ourselves.